Welcome to the True Elegance Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Bome Akikube, also known as Dr. B. Through solo episodes and guest sessions, we delve into the timeless qualities of style, grace, and sophistication, and uncover what makes you truly elegant. So, sit back, relax, and let's get started on this empowering journey of becoming truly elegant. Hello, Elegant Tribe, and welcome to another episode of the True Elegance Podcast, where we focus on the confidence, character, and poise that makes us the elegant women that we are, radiating beauty from the inside out. I have an amazing guest on the guest chair today, who is the CEO of the PMO Bus. After 20 years of leading projects and teams, she's witnessed the best and worst of practices out there. So she took that knowledge and developed an AI-powered approach for implementing project management and productivity hacks using the BOSS method. Join me in welcoming Laura Bowers to the True Elegance Podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Welcome, Laura. And as I read your bio, like, it's amazing how, you know, we evolve through life. Having done something for so long, you think it's the key to everything else you want to do. But 20 years later, you took a leap into something else. Can you tell us about that transformative journey?
Yeah, absolutely. It is definitely a lot of thought goes into something like pivoting out of a, you know, traditional 9-to-5, you know, fairly good corporate career and taking a lot of risk to do my own business, right? Jumping into that entrepreneurial space. But for me, what had happened was, you know, COVID impacted so many of us. Right. And during that COVID time, I had two young children. So my daughters were, what, I think 2 and 5 when COVID started.
Okay.
So it was a lot of meetings and potty training and just chaos was happening. And I come out of the IT program management space. So IT was blowing up. Our team was in high demand. There was no, you know, I wasn't sitting around. I wasn't that person that was creating their sourdough, you know, starter, right? I didn't like that wasn't happening for me. I was on my computer even more, working even longer, trying to meet the demands of the organization as they shifted to this, you know, highly remote environment.
Right.
So, it was nice to be in demand, but at the same time, I was just grinding and like trying to balance everything to the point where I would just, you know, kind of step back and I was like, is this it? Is this like the rest of my career? Like, you know, I still have several, you know, hopefully a couple of decades, right, until I retire, unless I can become a millionaire really fast. So I'm like, is this what I'm going to do for the foreseeable future and just be burnt out and, you know, kind of struggling to do both, right? I think as working moms, we struggle to be the perfect mom. We struggle to be the perfect, you know, employee or leader, right? So during this time, I got a Facebook ad for a leadership program. It was about personal development. And the long and short of it was like, you know, are you living your best life? And it just, you know, it resonated with me very deeply. And I was like, no, not at all. Like, you know, my life has become kind of routine and there wasn't anything exciting for me. So I ended up going on their little sales call because I was like, well, let me find out what it is. I'll budget for it and I'll figure out a time to do it. But you know, obviously that sales call, that pitch really, really spoke to me. Because not only was it the first time I really dove into personal development, but they made it very exciting by having us meet in Tanzania and climb Mount Kilimanjaro at the end of the 6-month program. Wow. So it was like this big, exciting adventure that was totally missing from my life. So I was like, okay, not only am I going to kind of work on myself, I'm going to get to do this incredible thing.
Yeah.
And through that process, the program itself did a lot about discussion about values and how you lead yourself in your life. Like, you don't need to be a leader to lead. So it was like, how do I want to show up every day in my life? And what is actually important to me? And am I working towards those goals on a daily basis? And then getting to do that big, amazing thing. So it's like all overnight, I became cool again. Like all of a sudden, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to Africa and we climb this big giant mountain. And it was, it reminded me that I needed stuff in my life like that for me, like not just for the family, for the kids. But long story short, going through that process got me to the point where I then realized I wanted more out of my career. And that ultimately led to the transition of moving on from my corporate career as well.
Wow. That is amazing and such a beautiful story. Many times we come across those sales ads, everywhere, and you're like, click, click, click. But to find something that caught your attention and was so relevant to you at that point in your life to cause that unique pivotal moment to being who you are today is quite impressive. And I love that tagline about, are you living your best life? And I'm sure that was really a wake-up call to decide, like, okay, with everything going on right now, am I really living my best life, or is there something else that I should be doing that helped you to leap into that and make that decision? So, for many of us, many times life becomes routine, like you said, and there are many women listening and watching today who might be in those shoes. What are your tips, thoughts for them on maybe immediate next steps if you're in that situation?
I think when I was going through that, there was nothing fundamentally wrong with my life, right? Like I was in a very fortunate position of, again, being in an in-demand career, like at the time of COVID when there were so many horrible things going around and just the news was terrible and there's tragedy everywhere. And it was just kind of like, okay, what do I have to complain about? I'm maintaining my job and got health insurance and yeah, it's stressful, but like on the base level, I was taken care of. But it did take some reflection for me to realize that that wasn't enough for me to live fulfilled, right? I was living and I was getting, getting by just fine, but there wasn't anything going on that was truly motivating me to improve my circumstances. So I would encourage anybody that kind of feels stuck or in a rut or just in that mundane cycle of life. Maybe it's not something as big as climbing Mount Kilimanjaro because that was extreme. But if you're up for something like that, I highly recommend it. But it could be something simple like taking a class that you have had in the back of your mind that you just don't do because there's no time for you. Like it's finding little things and prioritizing ourselves, right? Like at the end of the day, if you're not taking the time to prioritize what is going to fulfill and motivate you, you're really not serving your family and your friends and your community and your job because you start to stifle yourself, right? So I think that it's really important that as especially women and mothers, all this stuff, we just give, give, give. We hear this all the time and we don't ever think about what we need. And that's something that I just hope this generation that's coming continues to like take back and making sure that they're making time for themselves, as little as it can, maybe.
Beautiful. Sometimes we're just on this constant rat race and wheel and going on and on. But like you said, it might not necessarily be like a big career transition, like, okay, I'm quitting this job, or I'm leaving this home, or I'm not doing this anymore. But just, taking a break, reflecting on what you want your life to be and trying to see if you're moving in the direction of that. And if you're not, trying to figure out, okay, what am I missing, or how can I revive that excitement about who I am and what I'm doing on a daily basis? So thanks for sharing that. So when you made that leap, you evolved into this version of yourself doing helping other women to live meaningful lives, find their authentic selves, and doing it through AI. Can you speak a little bit to that?
One of the most exciting things about this transition is I have gone back into like a learning mode. Like in my previous career, it was, I knew how to do it. It was, again, it was routine. Wasn't a lot challenging me. So now that I'm really exposed and deep into what's going on in the AI world, my skill sets are advancing. I'm learning so much, and it's again, it's just a motivating experience to be back in that kind of phase. So what I love doing now is helping other people get comfortable with this technology, right? Like the AI it's out of Pandora's box. There's no putting it back in. I mean, it feels very new because of the big boom that's going on in the industry, but it's been around for, a couple decades, if not even longer than that, right? So helping people understand it so they don't have to be as scared of it, and understanding how it can help them, I find to be kind of a liberating experience. Because the reality is that AI is going to do a lot of harm. There are people that will do negative things with it, but there's a lot of amazing applications beyond just for personal use. But what AI will do for different industries is just, I don't even think anyone can really predict it at this point.
Yes, it's just exploding, right? And for the sake of those who might not be familiar with what AI is, I don't want us to assume that everybody knows. Can you break it down in simple terms?
So I would say the big change, right? So AI has been available for corporations behind the scenes. I mean, it in the algorithms that curate your Instagram feeds and your Facebook feeds, and you use it when you talk to Siri or Alexa, right? There's all AI behind that stuff. But the big change that happened at the end of 2022 was that a company called OpenAI released ChatGPT, and that became a text-based system that was open to anyone. It's free, it's accessible. They do have a paid subscription, but for all intents and purposes, you can access this for free as long as you have internet or access to a computer. And that technology, it's basically an intellectual search capability. So the brain, the AI brain, is taught on giant data sets. So it's been scanning the internet for years and collecting information. And then you can have an intellectual conversation with it about different topics. Some of the very practical everyday uses, you can use it to help you write a letter, right? I've used it for letters of recommendation. I've even used it as a Girl Scout troop leader to help me with planning troop meetings, recipes. I mean, there's a lot of just really basic things that you can do for yourself personally, beyond even talking about business applications and helping with, those kind of things. So hopefully that kind of helps give a little bit of context of what it is and capabilities.
Yes, it does. And AI simply stands for artificial intelligence. Okay. So, how are you applying it now, with the current projects you have going on?
So we like to make sure that whenever we're using AI, we're really big on using it responsibly, with integrity. Garbage in, garbage out. So if you're not the human behind the keyboard working with the AI, you can get crap. And I'm sure people have read headlines and seen, because starting to get that vibe when there's something kind of artificially curated that no thought went in. So we do a lot of work with making sure that we're training the AI correctly so that it replicates our values and the integrity of the business, the voice of the business. So that's one thing that we like to teach people with before you even get into any level of projects, is just using it with integrity. But beyond that, you have the ability to create templates. So in the project management world, whatever documents are regularly used, you can talk to the AI about the project and then ask it to give you responses back in a certain template, expediting the amount of time it takes you to produce the work products you need. So instead of wasting your time filling out forms or doing repetitive tasks that a lot of project managers do, you now can focus more on the human tasks, right? You can spend more time with the connections and the engagement with the different teams to move the work further instead of wasting time, really with the administrative side of things.
Beautiful. And I love what you said about, garbage in, garbage out. So these days when people hear AI, you just think you can just pull up stuff and put it out there, but that's not really the goal. Like it's to help enhance whatever it is you're already doing, and you still have to put in the intellectual part of it to customize it to the specific needs that you need it for.
I like to say that AI will expedite tasks. It will not do them from start to finish for you. I think there is some misconception that you like AI is just pumping out all these answers, but no, there's still stuff that needs to be done. It doesn't happen without humans.
Right. Love it. So for everyday people that are not necessarily into projects management, what are your tips, best practices on how to, I know you're a queen of productivity hacks and everything, how to be more productive in their day-to-day life?
Yeah, so when it's specific to AI, what I do encourage everybody to do is try to learn some of the basics to avoid some of the fear and mistrust around the technology. Because I think if you do take some time to learn the basics, like we're not talking about becoming a prompt engineer or like an AI engineer, these, super technical jobs that are popping out all over the place, to do these things, but just understanding how it's created so you just know what you're interacting with, I think is a huge first step with just feeling comfortable with it. 'Cause then that once you have that baseline, you're able to interact with the technology with more comfort and faster, right? So you're going to gain that efficiency with using it. And then there's a lot of information out there about prompts. So doing some searching on like how to prompt the AI is really a huge thing. Now you do want to kind of make sure you're getting a reputable source because there's so much stuff out there right now. But when you start to understand how to talk to it, the results that you get back are much better. What is nice about AI is that it can be very conversational, but the more information you give it, the more expedited your results will be.
Right. Love it. So, in all this, I just see a theme coming out that also has to do with, like, productivity, work-life balance. What have you learned in this transition and in this phase that you want to share with the women?
But I really have gravitated towards AI and artificial intelligence because I think it is such an opportunity to get my time back so that I can have it for what I want, right? Like I don't want to be working on my computer all day, right? Like that's not, I don't think what anybody really wants. This hustle culture and grind it out is sure there's a place and there's some benefits to it to, creating success. But the reality is that if you can be smart about how you use your time and how you're implementing technology into your life, you can then take that, the time you get back, and spend it with your family and like be at the things you want to be at and have all the enhancements in relationships, which quite frankly, that's truly what I'm after, right? So that's where I spend a lot of my time thinking of like, how can I really create this more vivid life of meaningful connection as opposed to, grinding.
And how important it is to have meaningful connections, and creating extra time in your day to day definitely helps with that. So, totally agree. Well, as we wrap up the conversation today, I just want you to share, any closing thoughts, comments, and then we'll talk about how we can stay connected with you and what other services you provide.
Sure. One thing I would just say is that anybody who is feeling kind of swirling around the drain or stuck, just to step back and think about the things that light you up and try to figure out how to incorporate that into your life. Not to like waste any more time not feeling fulfilled or at least seeking it, right? Because fulfillment it doesn't come overnight. But making steps towards doing the things that really light your personal self up, and not worrying so much about what everybody else wants or thinks you should be doing.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. And how do we stay connected with you?
Yeah, the website is probably the best bet. That always has our contact information, and that is the PMOBoss.com. There is also an opportunity to register for a free AI masterclass, which is really meant for beginners. So if there is anyone who's curious, maybe they know a little, they want to know a little bit more, or maybe they're timid and they just want to see if it's even something they can get on board with, it's a really great starting place. So you can register for that as well on our site.
Wow, beautiful. Thanks for that offer. I'm sure We all could use some few more tips and practice with everything AI as it evolves into the new world we're creating and living every day.
Yeah, there's no hiding from it.
All right. Thank you, Laura, for your time on the True Elegance podcast today. And we'll definitely be in touch.
Yes. Thanks again for having me.
Thank you. Be sure to subscribe so you'll be the first to be notified of every new episode. Leave a review and share this podcast with that elegant lady in your life. This is a space where we can come together to empower and inspire each other and leave feeling elevated and enlightened. See you in the next episode.